Hey, it's Florida. It's already 85 degrees. I don't even think it's April yet. Is it April? Oh, well, see, you know, this is what happens when you're unemployed. I don't know what day it is. Well, we want to talk. Well, there's some free agent signings that just happened. Like you said, we took another quarterback, Kyle Allen. Another bench player for the Bills. You know, hey, is it better than Trubisky? We're going to find out. But anyway, well, we took Quez Watkins as a receiver for the Eagles. He was, I think, a fifth-round pick. He's mainly a depth player. He's not going to fight for the number two spot. And we also took Dean Lowry, defensive end, mainly from Green Bay, but he spent the last year in Minnesota. Again, just mainly a depth player. So three depth players. And looking at all the transactions that we've had, I really doubt we're going to sign anyone else. Major, major signing, unless it's just too good to be true. And then, of course, kind of pull the trigger. I think his biggest year was like 45 catches for 600 and some yards and one touchdown. That was his biggest year. I think he wants too much, to be honest. So Mike Tomlin has really unpacked a lot of stuff. With doing the one thing Mike Tomlin does best, he doesn't say anything. But he unpacks quite a bit. He unpacked the Kenny Pickett situation. He unpacked kind of how the receiver, the QBs went down. And I'll give you just a brief synopsis. Apparently, Pickett's been kind of a little bit of an entitled person, I guess. They needed another QB. Mason did look like he was going to stick around. They get a chance to get Russell Wilson for next to nothing. And then he gives Kenny a phone call saying, we're picking a Russell. You know, you're not going to compete. You're still the number one guy. So they bring Russell on. Then they call him back and tell him, yeah, well, Russell's taking pole position on this one. So, and that's when apparently he threw out there, I think I want to explore other avenues. And right when that happened, apparently the Justin Fields situation came to be very favorable. I mean, a sixth-round pick. I mean, it's a fourth round if he plays more than 51% of the snap. But I mean, so Pickett got shipped, and now Pickett's, you know, saying one thing and backpedaling. But basically, it comes down to the famous Tomlinism of we want. Go ahead, man. It said not hostages. So apparently, Kenny felt like a hostage, and Kenny's now a hostage for the Eagles. Well, they're still pushing that narrative. I mean, Well, I mean, the fans didn't want him. Like, a lot of the fans didn't want him there anymore. It didn't feel like he was a number one draft pick. But, I mean, if you go back and you look, I mean, he played very well the final season of Pitt. He broke all of Marino's records. You know, you got to draft him. I mean, you passed on Marino, and now you look like an idiot, you know, 40 years later. So you got to take him. I mean, he didn't pan out, whether it be to his own ability, the kind of offense you ran, or whatever the point may be. The fans didn't want him here, and now your own teammates want you out. So, and they've alluded to a lot of things going on behind the scenes. He feels entitled. He feels, you know, I'm sorry, you're not Ben Roethlisberger, Kenny. I liked you. I really wanted you here, but, you know, this type of stuff that Ben would have got away with, you're not going to get away with. You didn't earn it. Hashtag Pitt got shafted. So yeah, I felt like Pitt should have been in this. I felt like they would have been right up there. I watched a little bit. What was your biggest upset over the weekend? What did you think was the biggest upset? I didn't, I'll be honest, I didn't know they had a team. My bad. Go Grand Canyon, I mean, yeah, whatever, I'll just leave it at that. Go Grand Canyon. Yeah, watch the end of that. I watched the end of the Houston Texas A&M game. Houston barely won that. I felt like they should have lost that. Other than the NC State over Oakland. Trying to think of what else I saw. It was interesting. I thought the Texas-Tennessee game was close. I could have went either way. I really thought the Duquesne game, though. I mean, to me, that was the biggest upset of the season. I mean, I'm not a Kentucky fan at all. I don't even like the coach. But, you know, that was a huge upset. Oh, no. Well, I think you taking some drugs, you might need to get tested, you might have lost your mind, I mean, I'm sorry, who watches women's basketball? I don't. I mean, I'm not being rude, I mean, it's just not exciting. No. Have they been on this morning? I mean, who's watching basketball Monday at like 11 a.m.? Nobody. I mean, I don't know, I'm in Florida, I didn't watch it. Yes. Okay, so let's go back a few years. And by a few years, I'm probably thinking somewhere near 20. There was a foursome they put together with Tiger Woods, I want to say Mickelson, an older golfer, and a women's golfer who was at the top of her game. I can't remember what her name was. She was like the best women's golfer ever. And she 13 putted. She 13 putted one of the holes because she was so flustered playing with Tiger Woods and all of them to keep up. She 13 putted. Now, what I'm saying is this. I have no problem with a women's basketball game or softball game or golf game. Women need to play women, not men. And there's a big difference between the excitement, the way the game goes. Women's basketball is more team oriented because one-on-one, they just can't do some of the things that the men can. I mean, you put Caitlin against people like, and you put the greatest NBA women against people like Michael Jordan or Larry Bird. And they're going to put on a clinic. I don't care who they are. I mean, it's not even close. And then you could take in this, you could take a, I don't want to say subpar. I liked Allen Iverson, but you could take a short basketball player. Hey, I'm going to go out there. Okay. You could take someone like Allen Iverson, which a lot of people didn't think he was the greatest player. Okay. But he's going to put on a clinic. I'm sorry, I mean, I don't know. Well, okay, yeah, I believe it's silly to compare them. There's nothing wrong with women's sports. Some of it I watch, some of it I don't. But to say, but to say that the women's basketball is more exciting to watch than the men's tournament, I'm sorry. I mean, it's not even more exciting to watch than the NIT. I mean, the NIT guys would kick their ass. I mean, so I don't know. I find men's basketball completely exciting. And I can see her being excited about, her team and, with the women's tourney. I get all that. But she should probably phrase it a little bit better. Nice. I'm hoping for over 80 wins, but that's my hope. I think they can do it if people like Cruz can stay healthy. I mean, you can't miss the whole year. I'm sorry. That's good. The people that keep getting injured and they're out for long periods of time, I mean, we're not going to win games that way. Especially since In the Grapefruit League, he was on a tear. He's hit like 8 homers. I mean, he's drove in like 15 runs. I mean, he's a monster, but people like him have to stay healthy. I want to say one thing. I'm glad Henry Davis made the roster. He's squeaking. As long as they produce, as long as they stay healthy and it produces, I mean, the bullpen is more of a question mark. I mean, I don't know. And I think schemes you're going to see by midseason. If they're winning schemes, you'll see by midseason. I'm not sure Contreras will be around by the end of the season. He's lost his confidence. He looks bad. So. So anyway, I want to say two things before I wrap it up. If you've never been to a preseason baseball game, you gotta go. In Bradenton, in Florida, they have the Pirates. They're at a, they call it Lecom now, but it's McKechnie Field. It's been there for like, I don't know, 100 years or something. I mean, it's a cool little stadium. You got to go. The prices are decent. The O's, which are, I think, 8 miles down the road, they play at Ed Smith Stadium. It's a good-looking stadium. It's got a, they do a lot of cool stuff there. It's quirky. And then where I live, they have, the Port Charlotte Arena with the Rays are out of. I didn't really care for that stadium all that much. It was kind of cookie cutter, but they did have to shut it down for a year after Hurricane Ian. And the other stadium that's close to me is the Braves. They're cool today, but I haven't gone to that one yet. But I suggest if you're truly a baseball fan, you've got to make the trip down here one time to go see your team. They put up some good games. It's interesting. Oh, we got a couple balls. We went to the game on Saturday. I think it was the O's versus the Rays at the Rays Stadium. The O's put on a clinic. It was 6-0. We were walking at the top of the ninth. And then I think the Rays did score. But they looked tough. I was surprised at some of the cuts that they had. But their roster's stacked. So, yeah. So lastly is, please, if you watch the show, go to the Facebook page, Ginger's Talking Sports. Join up. We'd love to hear your feedback. We love fans. We're starting to do this whole, I've lost my train of thought. So we're not only talking sports here, but we're starting to open up to more, you know, PC-friendly stuff, except for the Caitlin thing. I kind of took offense to that. That's coming. So we'll wrap it up there. But please like our page. Join our Facebook group, Ninjas Talking Sports. I'm Jeff. This is my boy, Brandon. And we'll see you next time.